Let's go to our first-time caller line. As we promised, you were, okay, in your trailer. You bought yourself a gun. You had bungeed your door closed. Pick it up from there.
Right, but, you know, I just heard that gentleman there. A lot of things have happened to me, and this one was unusual things, and I don't think it's a mindset because they just come when you least suspect.
And this happened to you while you were up there on the hill?
Yeah, this did. I had been up there 3 years, and this was last November. And I had gone to bed in the trailer. I listened to you every night. And so it was after 2 o'clock, and I couldn't say really what. I know it was very late. And I woke up, and the Rottweiler was in the trailer with me that night. And I woke up, and my back was to where the door would be, which was in the center of the trailer. And I was scared. I mean, I woke up just scared to death. And my heart was pounding. I didn't know why I was so scared. And then I just thought, somebody's in the trailer. But then my mind said, well, the dog would have made noise, you know, and someone could have been because of the bungee cord, you know. Maybe the dogs pushed their way out, or the dog did. And anyway, I'm laying there, and I'm scared to death, and I wanted to roll over and see. I thought, if they push the door open, there'll be some light coming from the door, where the door is. I finally got up enough nerve, and it took a long time and a lot of nerve to roll over just to see if somebody was in the trailer.
Oh, God, you didn't want to do it, did you?
I didn't want to do it. And I'm telling you, I've been there up there three years and never have been scared, never. And I was so scared, and I rolled over, and from the light coming from the two windows in the front of the trailer, there was a silhouette right by my bed, and it was a big head, but I thought it was my dog, the Rottweiler.
You were hoping it was your
dog. No, I thought it was. I really did. And I went, whew, like, wow, you know. And I reached over as I start to roll back over onto my side again away from her. I reached out, and I tapped her head twice, and I said, good girl. And I didn't even have my hand back over and down when I realized I had padded hair, not a dog's head, but hair.
Ooh, like human hair.
Human hair. And then my heart started pounding again, and now I'm turned away again, totally rolled back over, and I'm scared to death, and I don't know what to do. And I felt the middle of the mattress sink down behind me, and it's like a twin-size bed. And the mattress sunk in, and then I was out. I just passed out. I don't know. I thought maybe.
What, you passed out? This horrible
gone, yeah.
thing is
all
going on,
sudden,
and you pass out?
All of a sudden, I'm not aware. The next thing I know, I'm becoming aware again, and I'm scared again. I wake up scared again, and my back is still to the facing the end of the trailer.
All right.
And I feel something stretched out beside me on the bed behind me. And my mind again went to my dog. And then my mind said, no, you know, I remembered the hair. And all I could think about was my gun, which was under the pillow, but behind me under the pillow, up behind me.
Well, let me ask you one question. You said you bungee doored shut, right?
Right.
Is there any way that door would open?
The door wasn't open because light wasn't.
There's no way. Okay. All right.
Oh yeah. No, it could be open, but it wasn't.
Not if you bungeed it shut.
Well, it was bungeed shut, but there was no light filtering from that area.
I know, but my point is there any way somebody could open it, stretch the bungee, and sneak in?
No, not.
All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead. No. So what happened?
So anyway, I'm thinking it's my dog, and then my mind said, "No, remember you pat hair, you know," and I'm thinking I've got to get my gun, and then I was out again, went right back out again. And then I woke up again, and I was on my stomach.
Why are you waking up and going out all the time?
I don't know. That's part of the whole thing. I tried to rationalize it the next day, like I made myself pass out. But now, let me finish the story, and I'll tell you. So then I'm on my stomach, and I wake up, and all I can think of is, I've got to get my gun. Now I've got to stretch my right hand out and underneath the pillow. And I pushed myself up, like just raised the top part of my body. And there's this guy, and he's laying. He is actually on the pillow on the side that the gun is on. And he's laying on his elbow, and he's just looking.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
A real guy, a human, not a spirit, not a ghost?
It was a guy. It was a young man.
How the heck he get in there?
this is the thing, though, let me finish. So I look at him, and he was absolutely beautiful. And that's the only thing I could say is he was beautiful. I just looked up at him, and he was just looking at me. And I laid back down and went right back out again. And then the next thing I know, I'm laying on my back, and I come, and it's not like I wake up. It's like all of a sudden I become aware. And I'm on my back, and he's sitting on the side of the bed looking at me.
Smoking a cigarette.
Down near my legs, and he's looking at me. And there's more light in the trailer now, so morning is starting to come. And he's just looking at me. And he had like almost to a shoulder length, wavy hair, dark hair, and really black eyes. I remember his eyes.
It sounds like Chris Angel was in your trailer.
And then I'm just looking at him, and all I could think of while I'm laying there, we're just looking in each other's eyes, and all I could think of is, he's beautiful. He's absolutely beautiful.
Well, are you ever going to get to the story with how he got in there?
I don't know how he got in there, and then...
Then you bungeed him in there. I bet he was in there hiding.
No,
did he hurt
no,
you?
I,
Hold on. Don't give me all this. Did he hurt you?
No. It's only a 14-foot trailer.
All right, and then what? How did he leave? You opened up the door and he left?
No, he's sitting there, and I'm looking at his eyes, and he looked towards the front of the trailer, and when he did, I realized he was flawless. I saw his jawline, and I'm laying, and I'm thinking, he's flawless. And he looked back at me, right in my eyes again, and then he looked forward again towards the trailer, and he held it there, and I'm going, he's absolutely, and then I realized, his skin started to shimmer, and it was like luminescent, and he was blue. And I went, he's blue. And he looked back at me, and that's the last thing I remember. And then I was gone again.
And then when you woke up, he was gone.
It was morning, and he was gone. And, I mean, that was in my trailer. He didn't let himself in or out. My dog was in the trailer the next morning.
Can you hide in your trailer anywhere?
No, it's only 14-foot trailer.
So why don't you stay up on the hill hoping he would come back? Sounds like you like the guy.
He was gorgeous. But I wasn't afraid of him after I saw him. That's the thing. I mean, I was so scared when I woke up, but I wasn't afraid of him.
And you have no idea who he was.
I have no idea. And he wasn't really a guy because he was blue. And
oh, no. If he dematerialized, he obviously was not a human being. That is one weird moment.